Why did God make a covenant with Abraham, generally speaking? Why did he do it? It's always the same answer, regardless of who we're talking about. Why did God make a covenant with Adam? Why did God make a covenant with Noah? Why did God make a covenant with Abraham or Moses or David or with Israel in the Babylonian captivity? Why did he do it?
For
what?
By grace, because of grace and for his own glory.
For his own glory is always the ultimate end. What is the subordinate end that's next to that?
It's bringing about the fulfillment of the promise.
Of?
The covenant of grace.
By?
Christ.
Always. God makes the covenant of faith always to bring about the Lord Jesus. So even he does it with Adam and he does it with Noah or Abraham or whoever it is, doesn't matter. The first revelation about Abraham, Paul says it's called this, the gospel preached to Abraham, Galatians 3:8. What was it? What did he say it would be? Anybody remember?
To him and to his children.
Yeah, to him and his children.
Everlasting covenant.
Yeah, well, what did he say? He uses that later, but he says to him, in thee shall all the nations be blessed. Right? So the Messiah comes to round up all of God's people in all of God's places through Jesus, because whenever we think about it, we're always thinking about Jesus as a representative. And what do we write here?
Mystically?
Yes. Considered. Right? So all of his people, mystically considered, in him, he's going to save. So in the covenant with Abraham, he is sending that message in that, remember, as it starts, it goes like this, step by step, step, right? It gets bigger as it goes. There's more information for each of them so that they understand that all the promises surround the covenant confirmed of God in Christ 430 years before the law, Galatians 3:17, with Abraham in this case. It looked towards Christ in whom the Jews and Gentiles are gathered. All of the promises given by God to everyone in the Old Testament after the fall, the promises are
everlasting life.
Yes. They are all evangelical. So think about how people actually think through, you know, laws and do's and don'ts and duties and all of that. They do not think it is this. Every single promise is evangelical. It's all to bring about Christ. Abraham's covenant, like Noah's, like fallen Adam's even afterwards, was evangelical. So Abraham's fatherhood is of many nations, Genesis 17:4 and 5. Paul quotes it in Romans 4. His seed is Christ, Galatians 3. Christ and all his people mystically considered. Never just that. Never just Jesus as the seed. It's Jesus as the seed, and it takes a lot of little S's to get to the seed. It's always him mystically considered with his church. The inheritance of Canaan was a type of what?
Heaven.
Heaven. What did Abraham look for?
Builder. City whose builder and maker was God.
Right. And so God then pours out supreme mercy to Abraham to be a God unto thee and to thy seed after thee, Genesis 17:7, which is only in the Lord Jesus. There's no other way that they get mercy. Is there any other way that you get mercy anywhere in the Bible? Right? Its conditions were faith and walking. Abraham believed in the Lord and he counted it to him for righteousness. He is, Galatians 3:9, faithful Abraham, the father of them that believe. By faith he saw Christ's day. He obeyed, I am the Almighty God. Walk before me and be thou
blameless.
Perfect, blameless. He forsook kindred and country and he offered Isaac, in which Christ's death and resurrection were typified, accounting that God was able to raise him up even from the dead and from whence he received him in a figure, Hebrews 11:19. Did Abraham believe in resurrection?
Yes.
He did. Right? Stay here, for I and the boy will come back to you. So he knew that. His recompense was justification by faith, and he believed in the Lord, and he counted it to him for righteousness, Genesis 15:6. Even the righteousness of God, which is by faith in Christ Jesus, Romans 3:22. The covenant was confirmed in Christ, first in Ur. He was a Gentile. That's where he was. Next, by sacrifices and the vision of the smoking furnace and the lamp of fire, Genesis 15, pointing to Christ, the sacrifice and redeemer, and finally by circumcision. Who did he give circumcision to?
His servants and
sons. Abraham and his seed. And who did he give the Passover to? Abraham and his seed. Right? A seal of the righteousness of faith, typifying Christ's death and putting off of sin. Colossians 2:11. When we think about faith and walking, the Bible is filled with the theology of walking. When we think of that, what is God calling Abraham to do? Self-denial. Get thee out of thy country and from thy kindred and from thy father's house. Forget also thine own people and thy father's house. If any man will come after thee, let him deny himself. Matthew 16:24. The gospel teaches us, denying ungodliness and worldly lust, we should live soberly, righteously, and godly, Titus 2:12. Come out from among them and be separate, 2 Corinthians 6:17. Why? Because what does John say? What is the last verse of 1 John?
Keep yourselves from idols.
Yes. Idols. Anybody recall what Calvin said about the mind? Yes, it's a factory of them. So men idolize self. They idolize their own wisdom. They idolize their own righteousness. They idolize their own strength. Yet all our righteousness are as filthy rags, Isaiah 64:6. God empties man of himself that there might be room for Christ. And because sin and grace, Satan and Christ cannot rule together, you cannot serve God and mammon. Self-denial is the first lesson of Christianity. What does Jesus say about self-denial? He says, deny yourself, but give your cross and follow me. But what does he say about it, particularly?
You must do it.
If you don't,
yeah, you're not his disciple.
You can't be his disciple, right? So if you want to be like Father Abraham, you have to do what Father Abraham did, which is completely unsettled in self-denial. God's call, though contrary to flesh and blood, is prevailing. Abram was an idolater, and yet he was called to forsake kindred and country, and where is he going to go? He knew not whither. Yet the call prevailed and made him obedient. Think about the thief on the cross. He was a reviler, yes, and God changed him while he was hanging there. Saul, breathing out threatenings and slaughter in Acts 9, was called by Christ and became a preacher of the gospel. So God's call convinces, silences, compels, and enables. No man can come to me except the Father which hath sent me draw him, John 6:44. God's call improves the condition of the call. How does it improve their condition?
Faith.
For Abraham, it was a whole bunch of different ways. From Chaldea to Canaan, the glory of all the lands. From natural kindred to the spiritual family of God. Even Jesus says that. He's like, listen, if you give up everything, mothers, fathers, friends, all of this, houses, 10 times, you'll receive that back. From natural kindred to the spiritual family of God, the temple of the living God, 2 Corinthians 6:16. From idolatry to the service of the true God. From misery and sin to righteousness and blessedness in Christ. So, he gains all of this by following God's call. Who? Abraham. All those things? All those things. Do those things change or are they different? See, if you go and look at self-denial in the Old Testament, it's like self-denial in the New Testament. It's just that there's more in the New Testament that particularly explains certain things surrounding self-denial. But what were you going to say?
I was going to say, with Abraham, it's almost clearer. The effectual call of Abraham and everything that kind of happens. Mm-hmm. It's like a condensed conversion.
Yeah.
You know?
It is. There is no man that hath left house or brethren or sisters or father or mother or wife or children or lands for my sake in the Gospels, but he shall receive 100-fold now in this time and in the world to come eternal life. Mark 10, 29 and 30. Now? Why now?
Because we get... all the good things in this life.
Yeah.
And the blessings of them with him.
Yeah.
The quiet life.
Yeah. God's call prepares for his covenant. The promise is unto you and to your children and to all that are afar off, even as many as the Lord our God shall call. Acts 2:39. Outward call prepares for outward privileges. Right? Simon Magnus received baptism. That was an outward privilege. Was he saved? No. But he still had certain outward privileges due to the covenant community that he now became a part of, even though he was rebuked by the apostles. But effectual call prepares for inward saving benefits because it convinces of misery, empties of self, draws near to God, and renews his image and makes fit for the covenant. They are made fit in that particular way. God's covenant encourages us to receive this call. Now, sometimes the old Puritan writers would use, they would say this, to accept his call. That accept in their mind is not accept like people today. People today think they're neutral and they can choose good or bad. That's not what the old preachers were talking about. They're talking about receive, that you can receive it. You take it in. So Abraham was strengthened to forsake everything by the promises that were joined to the call that God gave him. For example, in Acts 2, Peter says, repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ, for the remission of sins, for the promises to you. So the sweetness of covenant promises overcomes the hardship of the call. God's call and covenant spring from free grace. Not Abraham's country, nor kindred, nor father's house, nor Abraham himself, who was an idolater and ungodly, moved God. So what moved him?
God's decree. It wasn't anything in him. It was God deciding at that time to.
The good pleasure of his will, right? He called him to Canaan, the land flowing with milk and honey, and into covenant blessings, crowned with Christ, the promised seed. Therefore, it is of faith that it might be by grace to the end that the promise might be made sure to the seed, Romans 4:16. Christ and salvation by him were revealed to Abraham. The scripture foreseeing that God would justify the heathen through faith preached before the gospel unto Abraham, Galatians 3:8. It's a strange thing when it's as plain as that and people don't think that it is that. The gospel was preached to Abraham. Okay, so if we were to break it down just a little bit, we're saying that it's an evangelical covenant. The covenant of faith is that. But when we say that particular thing about what God told Abraham, It answers this question, what is the gospel? So, God preached the gospel to Abraham. What's the gospel?
Our God reigns.
Yes. How did he say it to Abraham? He's going
to
what?
He told him to leave his household and everything behind and follow.
Yeah.
I will be a God to you.
And I'll be a God to you. So in thinking about that, being a God to him and his seed in that particular way, what will God do?
If they obey, he'll bless them.
How will they obey?
By doing what he says.
How will they do what he says?
We give them a new heart.
Do what?
We give them a new heart.
So, God is the God of
reversal.
Thank you. Of reversals. So, God has the power in and of himself to take the fall and reverse it and make men then who are dead in sin now alive so that they can follow and obey him, and they will see what? That he's a God to them, and that our God reigns. He's able to do it. So he reverses things. He has the power to reverse things. Now, again, how? It goes further. How will God do that? He will do that by bringing Christ, the seed, and all his church mystically considered, to bear through all these promises and setting up in order to save his people. So Christ and salvation by him were revealed to Abraham in that way. The same Christ Abraham embraced is ours. Did Abraham embrace Christ?
Yes.
Otherwise?
He doesn't go to heaven.
Doesn't go to heaven. Yes. So the first idea, God having called Abraham from Ur, established the covenant of faith in self-denial to demonstrate that he would be a God to him, giving him the gospel, so that Abraham, by faith, would believe that God is a God of reversals through the Lord Jesus, who would save him. We will pause there.